This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
University of Kentucky Grain and Forage Center of Excellence Director Dr. Chad Lee is reassuring the agriculture community the Research and Education Center in Princeton will be rebuilt following the December 10th tornado that destroyed 90% of the buildings and other structures. Dr. Lee says they're now working on temporary arrangements.
We're securing some temporary offices that will hopefully be here within about a month, and that'll allow as many people who want to work out there at the station to work out at the station. And then we're going to get some temporary labs in as well.
Dr. Lee says the next step will be to determine how to build.
Once we get further down the cleanup process and truly assess things like the foundations of the existing buildings and determine whether or not anything is salvageable out of those, then we can start the process of figuring out how to build again.
And one thing is certain.
We are going to build again. And we're going to maintain our commitment at that site. We're going to stay at full capacity at that site.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
When it comes to making plans for next year, think new for 22. Take advantage of the season's best pricing on model year 2022 Case IH equipment. Choose from axial flow combines and headers, early riser planters, Case IH seeders, tillage tools, and more. Purchase a new My 2022 AFS Connect Magnum Steiger or 250 Series Combine and get 5 years of an AFS Connect subscription. Contact H&R AgriPower with locations in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield, Kentucky to order for next season.
More Kentuckians have decided it's time to embrace ethanol. Ethanol has reduced our dependence on imported oil, created thousands of jobs, reduced air pollution, costs less at the pump, and allows us to support our local Kentucky corn farmers. Look for E85, E15, and E10 when you fuel up next. At Commonwealth Agri Energy in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, they produce over 45 million gallons of fuel every year from 15 million bushels of corn. Learn more. Visit CommonwealthAgriEnergy.com.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Dr. Chad Lee with the University of Kentucky says another step at Princeton will be reestablishing the research.
This interim period of getting the temporary offices and labs in space in place, and then also trying to do the assessment on a lot of our research equipment that was damaged and trying to figure out how much field research we're going to be able to do this spring.
He had some events planned for Princeton will continue, such as the Kentucky Ag Training Schools.
Right now we have the CATS training that takes place, and most of that is usually on the station, you know, outside of buildings.
Also on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass, and listen to podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.